The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick up the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to our ever-popular 12:15 edition of the 9 a.m. Mass, okay? Very first one in our sparkly new church, okay? So I thought I'd give you a little thought today about the first reading, because all week long we've been hearing from the book of the prophet Isaiah, and there's so many great messages in there, but, you know, they require a little bit of decoding, okay? So let me decode the first reading for you, hopefully, and I hope you'll discover in there a message about the importance of having a docile heart and how many blessings God wants to shower on those whose hearts are docile to his will. Okay, so first let me give you the setting. The time, it's about 700 BC. The place, the city of Jerusalem in the southern kingdom of Judah. And the problem is that they are about to be invaded by the most powerful army in the world, the army of Assyria. You can picture them standing outside the city gates, rattling their sabers and waving their torches. Okay, so what you want to do to understand the first reading is you're supposed to contrast it with what you heard on Wednesday. Okay, so let me take you back to Wednesday's first reading, once again from Isaiah. In this time, the king was Ahaz. Okay, and he had the exact same problem. The army of Assyria rattling their sabers, waving their torches, threatening the city. And Ahaz turns to the prophet Isaiah and he says, "Prophet Isaiah, what should I do to save myself from the Assyrian army?" And Isaiah says, "If you convert your heart to the Lord, you won't have to worry about the Assyrian army." And Ahaz says, "Convert my heart to the Lord? I don't trust in that. I trust in military alliances." So he made a military alliance with Assyria. Thought he was safe. What happened? Assyria conquered Israel and killed King Ahaz. Okay. So now we come to today's first reading. About 20 years later have elapsed. This time it's Ahaz's son. He's King Hezekiah. Once again, the Assyrians are outside the city gates. They're rattling their sabers. They're waving their torches. Hezekiah turns to prophet Isaiah and he says, "Holy prophet Isaiah, what can I do to save myself from the Assyrian army?" And Isaiah says, "Forget it. You don't have a hope. In fact, you're so sick, you're going to die. So say your prayers." And Hezekiah offers up a heartfelt prayer of repentance and petition to the Lord. And as a consequence, not only does he regain his health, but the Assyrian army, mysteriously, with no explanation whatsoever, just gets up, turns around, and goes home. With the message being that what you can save yourself so much trouble in life just by having a docile heart. Okay. So we don't have a docile heart before the Lord. If you think you do, I just know yourself better. You really don't. We don't like God's commandments. We don't like the teachings of the church. We don't like God's will. It's why people almost instinctively, upon hearing a commandment or a teaching, they say, "How far can I go before it becomes a sin, right? What's the least I have to do? What we want to have is a docile heart. Because God's will is not a task to be accomplished. It's a love embrace. The purpose of your Holy Father's heavenly and holy will is union with you. A love union that's meant to last forever. But we throw up obstacles to that union all the time. Our little plans, our little projects. Sometimes sinful, sometimes secular, but often having nothing to do with God's will. And so what does our Heavenly Father do? Well, he takes these things and he looks upon them as little idols and little golden calves. And he topples the idols. And he smashes the golden calves in hopes that as we sift through the rubble of what used to be our selfish plans, we'll finally turn our hearts back to the Lord. But if we can learn to live with an ever more docile heart, like Hezekiah, so much of things that we might otherwise have to suffer, they won't even be necessary. And here's what we want to do. We want to go through life asking, Lord, I believe this is your will, but if it's not, feel free to change it, right? I mean, believe it or not, a whole project in which we built this whole church, I was like, Lord, I think you want me to build this church, all right? But if you don't, that's okay. You can set things straight. But we want to try to live our lives like that. If this is your will, Lord, and only if this is your will, this is what I want to do. Because our Lord wants to form us. If your will is made out of stone, our Lord will form you. It's just that he'll have to use a hammer and a chisel to do it. If your will is made out of iron, our Lord will form you. It's just that he'll have to use a blowtorch or a blast furnace to do it. But if your will is made out of soft clay, our Lord will form you gently with his own loving hands. And that's what we want to live. One of my favorite quotations along these lines comes from C.S. Lewis. And it says that God cannot give you happiness apart from himself because there is no such thing. Your happiness and your holiness are the same. And so today as we receive the Blessed Sacrament from our Lord who gives himself entirely to us, let's pray for that same docility of spirit by which we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness over us. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Apollinaris, pray for us.